Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Paul. Let's start with this news about the railroad strike and how that will affect the economy. It will in a big way, won't it?
It's back. We thought we had it solved. Biden had an agreement, and unions actually were generally for it and then went to their membership, and the membership said, maybe not. The engineers, I think, were in favor by slightly over 50%. The brakemen and others were not, slightly under 50%. But yes, it's going to have an impact whenever that happens. And of course, freight goods will be coming to a grinding halt were that to happen. But it's also in the national interest, so they may wind up having a cooling off period, etc. So it's not necessarily imminent, but not good news.
Yeah, well, let's hope we don't have that. We don't need that now.
No.
I'm always confused when I hear about the U.S. oil prices, and they fell below $80, right? And does this mean, is this good for the gas prices around here?
It is. And so we've got an administration that's a little bit more involved in the energy prices than historically been the case. So we've got the oil reserves been issued out of our special oil reserves that have been down in the Houston area, et cetera. Those have been released. We now have a lot less energy or a lot less oil in the ground than we have in a long time. And that's meant for emergency purposes. And that's part of the reason why energy prices have come down. At some point, we're going to have to refill that. And that could put upward pressure on prices at some point whenever that starts to refill again. But in the short run, it's a benefit, certainly at the pump.
You wrote on your blog that based upon some of the comments from various retailers, the consumer seems to be in pretty good health right now.
Yeah, we
explain.
We just got it. You know, on the news segment, we just heard from Best Buy. Walmart came out with some very good earnings, and in general, when you look at retail sales are up over 1% last month. Again, better than any month that we've seen since April. So the consumer is outspending. Some of those gains, though, are also price hikes. So we're, instead of spending a dollar for something, it's now $1.50. So that counts as a total retail sale of $1.50, where it used to be a dollar.
Our credit cards are getting a workout, aren't they?
They are. They're slowly melting and just whipping through that machine. So, yeah, we're seeing credit card debt and revolving debt increasing over the last 3-4 months. And it's an indication that a lot of people have kind of spent their savings and are now working on, you know, maintaining their lifestyle, but they're doing it through credit cards. That has a long-term negative impact as they work then at some point to start to pay that off.
The Fed meets December 14th, and it will be another hike, won't it?
It will be. Probably 50 basis points is what we're expecting. We'll see how charitable or in the spirit of the season Chair Powell is following that. He'll be having his news conference, as always, after that, talking about the direction of interest rates. Are they done yet? Are there more on the way? Our guess is there's more on the way, but it's probably in the 25 basis point category as opposed to the 50 and 75 that we've unfortunately gotten used to.
You wrote that there are a few indicators that have not yet signaled big stresses in the market that usually accompany a market bottom. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, we get kind of geeky on that one. We take a look at the difference between high yield spreads and treasuries. That's at fairly low levels. Usually that spikes when there's stresses. There's a variety of stress indices that the Fed takes a look at. We also have that available to us. They publish it on a weekly basis. Those are below average, which means that monetary policy and financial stress in general still fairly accommodative, not yet super tight in the marketplace. We would like to see that tight. We'd like to see those stresses, because then that's it's usually when you get a very good long-term buying opportunity, but obviously a price is lower than where we're seeing today.
But you and your fellow financial advisors, when you're looking at your crystal ball, are mostly talking about a mild recession, aren't you?
There, most of them, yes, are talking about a mild recession.
What are you talking about?
I'm still on the fence because we haven't seen this level of an inverted yield curve, the difference between a 2-year and a 10-year, going back to the 70s and 80s, and a Fed that's very adamant about raising interest rates and cutting off inflation. And I think the longer-term impact is a lot worse than I think many are giving it credit for. And we'll see that unfold certainly in the first half of 2023. A mild recession would mean that earnings don't get hit too terribly much and the market may not drop as much. And that's, I think, what a lot of people are anticipating. But when you get a Fed that's involved in the markets like they are, there's always room for something to break. And we've saw it with England. We're seeing it in the crypto space. And those are some of the spaces that are prone to break when rates start hiking.
Are you advising your clients to stay in the safety of cash for now?
Short-term treasuries, we're picking up 3 to 4% for 3-, 6-month, even 1-year treasuries. So you are getting a pretty good return on cash, which over the last 10 years you haven't been. So it's been a good place to hang out and wait for some of the dust to settle here in the markets. There's not a huge urgency to quick and buy the markets today.
And is there a rule around the Thanksgiving dinner table in the Nolte household? No talk about money or the economy, please.
That comes from other sources, yes. Not necessarily mine, but occasionally it'll get brought up.
Enjoy the holiday. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.